The time is 8 o'clock. Good morning, Willowett, and welcome to another day of live broadcasting here on CHLS 100.5 FM there. Okay, the headphones have now warmed up. My name is Jeff O'Kelly. This program is Snooze Button, and I'll be with you until 9 o'clock. We started out with music by the Spanish composer and violinist Pablo de Sarasate. That was his Romanza Andaluza, and a recording with James Ennis on the violin, Edward Laurel at the piano. We'll come back and hear them in another of the Spanish dances, hopefully some warm Iberian music to warm us up on a rather cool Monday when there is fresh snow, the first fresh snow of the season on top of Fountain Ridge. But let's take a look at the weather and roads right now. Yesterday's low 9.6, the high made it all the way up to 18.4. It was actually fairly pleasant for much of the afternoon. Right now the temperature is about 7 degrees, and all I can say is thank goodness for Gore-Tex. It's really nice. I mean, there are wonderful things about living in a community as relatively dry as Lillooet tends to be. But I guess one of the disadvantages is that when it does rain, even a bit of rain seems kind of traumatic. I know that rain like we're having today when I lived in Vancouver would have seemed like a mere shower. And today it seems like really heavy rain. All right, today Environment Canada tells us today we will have showers. Check. Risk of a thundershower this afternoon, amounts of 5 to 10 millimeters. And the headphones are still giving me trouble. Wind from the south at 40 kilometers per hour, gusting to 60, becoming light late this afternoon, a high today of 15 degrees. Tonight, a few showers ending overnight, then cloudy periods, amounts of 5 to 10 millimeters of rain again, and a low tonight of 7. On Tuesday, a mixture of sun and cloud, a high of 15. Wednesday, sunny with a low of plus 4. It's getting way down there, and a high of 21, though. That sounds very nice. Thursday, periods of rain, a low of 8, a high of 15. And we'll throw Friday in, cloudy with a low of 11 and a high of 16. And I didn't get very far with temperatures in surrounding areas, but Clinton, the temperature is 0 and cloudy. Hope is at 14 and cloudy, and in Kamloops, 11 degrees with a light shower. Taking a look at the highways, I was able to erase a number of things this morning, making a considerably simpler picture here. Starting in with Highway 1 in the Fraser Canyon, bridge construction 2 kilometers west of Boston Bar. That continues through October 31st. Single lane alternating traffic there. Lane width is restricted to 3.6 meters. There are traffic signals there, and all of those conditions apply 24 hours a day. Farther south, bridge maintenance 1 kilometer west of Hope. That continues all the way through November the 27th. There is a lane closure there and a detour in effect for wide loads exceeding 3.5 meters. Going down into the... Nope, wait, we'll do this one as well. Sorry, this one's out of order. But in the Fraser Canyon, fog with limited visibility from Boston Bar International Airport to Boston Bar, which I was surprised to discover is 14 kilometers. I just expected it to be less. Further south, then we get into the Fraser Valley. Let's see, construction 10 kilometers west of Chilliwack, 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. daily through September the 24th. That's Friday, if I recall correctly. A lane closure in effect there. And affecting westbound traffic only, construction at the junction with Highway 11 in Abbotsford, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily through October the 8th. There's a lane closure there. One other note, if you're headed north and east on Highway 1, there is water pooling 2 kilometers, okay, I was having trouble reading my writing there, from 2 kilometers east of Lytton to 8 kilometers east of Lytton. No notes for Highways 12 or 40 on the Drive BC website. Highway 99 south, bridge construction 30 kilometers south of Lillooet, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily through October 31st. Single lane alternating traffic there. And much further south, line painting from 1 kilometer south of the Chequemus River Bridge to 3 kilometers south of Cleveland Avenue in Squamish. And I think that's 35-kilometer stretch of the highway. That continues through 4 p.m. on Thursday the 23rd, a lane closure in effect there. And that's it for the weather and highway reports. All right, I don't really have a lot else to tell you about Pablo de Sarasate. In his lifetime, well, his works were fairly famous, but they're mostly of a fairly short, encore-ish kind of nature. and they were certainly designed very much for his own use in recital purposes, though many other violinists of the time took them up. So we'll hear one more of these. This is the Jota Navarra, and once again we hear James Ennis on the violin with Edward Laurel at the piano. That was music by Pablo de Sarasate. We heard the Jota Navarra, One of his Spanish dances, the Jota, is a dance that's found actually pretty much throughout Spain, believed to have probably developed originally in the region of Aragon. This version obviously intended, or presumably is from Navarra, although I think it's entirely of Sarasate's invention, so it's in the Navarrese style, Navarra province of Spain, towards the north, if I recall correctly, kind of in the Pyrenees on the border, or near the border between Spain and France. And that was a recording with James Ennis on the violin, and Edward Laurel at the piano. Sorry, Wendy Chen's playing on a different CD in this particular set. All right, sorry, I just had to check the time there, see how things are going. All right, let me tell you what's coming up today on Radio Lillooet. And a reminder, or if you haven't been listening much last week, things have changed somewhat on the schedule. So snooze button runs until 9 a.m. as always, but at 9 a.m. I will switch control of the airwaves up to Studio 1 in Lillooet Secondary School, and student broadcasters will be taking over there. I'm not sure how much time they're actually spending in the studio yet. I think they're still in the training process, and I'll be helping out with that a little bit later on this week. But over the next week or two, they will be spending more time in the studio, and there's enough of them there that we need to move Democracy Now. So Democracy Now is now scheduled at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. Sorry for those of you who are big fans. That's just the only time we could really put it on, at least for now. At any rate, we may come up with a better spot, but that's the location for right now. If you have access to high-speed internet at home, of course you can always listen and or watch Democracy Now just by going to their website, democracynow.org, and see it whenever it is convenient for you to do so. Let's see. So Democracy Now! Is at 3. The only other program we have scheduled today on Radio Lillooet is Deconstructing Dinner. That program comes to us from Kootenai Co-op Radio in Nelson. John Steinman, the producer and host of that show, very popular here on Radio Lillooet. And if you'd like to check out our schedule, you can go to our website, radiolillooet.ca, and there's a schedule tab off to the left side, if I recall, of the screen when you go to that webpage, and it will show you what's coming up. We're always happy to have new broadcasters here on the air, and we're a little low on broadcasters now, though some are coming back and a few others are kind of sneaking in, and we will probably have another workshop, training workshop for broadcasters coming up sometime before the end of November. So if you're interested in becoming a broadcaster on Radio Lillooet, or would just like to find out more, you can, probably the best thing to do is get in touch with me, Jeff, at 256-7561. And I will certainly put you on the list of people interested in a workshop. All right. My headphones have just cut out again, but I assume I'm still on the air, so we'll carry on. Music by Fernando Sor. Let's see, yes, another Spanish composer. I didn't even plan it this way, but in a very different style. Sor essentially writing in a style influenced by classical composers, Mozart and Haydn, but just coming a little bit later in time. He was born in 1778, died in 1839. And although Spanish by birth, ended up spending much of his life living and working in Paris, where he was a very well-known guitar teacher. We're going to listen to his Fantasy and Brilliant Variations, Opus 30. The title is a little bit misleading. I'm not quite sure where the fantasy quite comes into it, because the work begins with an introduction, a slightly long introduction, but not exceptionally so, and not enough to really be called a fantasy on its own. And then comes the theme and variations proper. And then there's a concluding allegretto section, which maybe that's intended to be taken as the fantasy, but that's kind of going things in the wrong order, especially given that the title puts them in the other order. But usually in a work like that, the fantasy would precede the variations. That was just kind of the standard way. So maybe the title was just to probably or possibly even supplied by a publisher to encourage selling copies of the music. That happened quite often. We'll listen to a recording with Jeffrey McFadden here, a wonderful Canadian guitarist. ¶¶
Thank you.
That was music by Fernando Sor, although he was writing most of his music in the 19th century, still writing in a late 18th century style. That was the Fantaisie et Variations Brillantes, Opus 30, and the guitarist there was Jeffrey McFadden. All right, it is 8:32. That makes it time for some public service announcements. We'll start with Ancient Echoes. Ancient Echoes is an artists collaborative in Lillooet, and they proudly announce receiving a Canada Council for the Arts, Artist, and Community Collaboration Program in Dance grant. Got that? Their goal is to share their love of the arts from different cultures. And they are seeking people from the ages of 12 on up, including adults and elders who love music, dance, storytelling, and want to discover and share their talent. And they'll have a steering committee that starts meeting September the 30th and will meet monthly to guide this project. And they have a number of workshops that will be held during the next few months. Workshops all based in and around music and or dance, beginning with the Fall Gathering of Drums that happens on October the 16th. Share your talents drumming, dancing, singing, and poetry. All cultures and languages are welcome, and there will be other, at that time I think you'll be able to sign up for some of the later on workshops that are coming up later on. They also have a logo contest. The deadline for it is October the 11th, and the prize is $150 and an Epson stylus printer. The logo must reflect artistic knowledge of traditional and contemporary dance, music, and storytelling. Submissions go to the Lillooet Friendship Center. You can also email them to Paula Schmidt, and the email address is p_Schmidt, S-C-H-M-I-D-T, at rediff, R-E-D-I-F-F, mail, M-A-I-L, rediffmail.com. And if you want more information generally about Ancient Echoes, you can get in touch with Mariko Kage at 256-0686 or Dr. Irene Rosberg-Gempton at 256-4146. Let's see, Fall Wild Planting Days. There is another one of those coming up October the 2nd, but more immediately is the Great Canadian Shoreline Cleanup on World Rivers Day. That will be this coming Sunday, September the 26th. Just a couple of hours out of your day and a chance to have some fun. Hopefully the weather will be nice. We'll cross our fingers for that, and I'll keep you posted as as the week goes on. But even if it's not so nice, it's only a couple of hours. So if you want to take part in that, meet at the Powerhouse Restoration Site, also known as Shi'atlikwa, down by the BC Hydro Powerhouse. There's a parking area there. If you haven't really spent any time wandering over that site, I encourage you to do so. And the Great Canadian Shoreline Cleanup, there's a number of sponsors for that. I don't have a list of all of them here, but they include the Lillooet Naturalist Society, the Cayuche Creek Chatlium, Fraser Salmon and Watersheds Program, and BC Hydro Fish and Wildlife. Bras for the Cause is still on. Vote for your favorite bra, and the bras will be on display until September 30th at Created by Design in the Old Mill Plaza and Admire the Gallery of Decorated Bras. A $2 or more donation will buy you one vote. 100% of all proceeds will go towards breast cancer research. And winners will be announced at the Run for the Cure on Sunday, October the 3rd at 1 p.m. at Integra Tire and Lillooet Glass. This is in support of the Canadian Breast Cancer Foundation. And as I mentioned before, the gallery of decorated bras is in the window of Created by Design. And if you haven't taken a look, please take a minute when you're out that way to stop by and take a look, and hopefully to vote as well. A lot of creativity and humor has gone into those creating those bras. And let's see. Yes, I better do this one as well. Watershed Art is a community celebration. It's a fundraising art project highlighting the beauty and issues of our own local watersheds. It's sponsored by the Three Rivers Join One Watershed Discovery Program, the Cayuche Creek Chatlium, and the Lillooet Naturalist Society. And the way this works is you pick up a canvas. You can pick it up for free, or you can make a donation, which of course is greatly appreciated. It's an 8-inch by 10-inch canvas. You can pick it up from the Lillooet Tribal Council, the Cayuche Creek Chatlium office, Bridge River Lillooet News, or the Farmer's Market. And then you provide the talent, put on your painting, hopefully something that is watershed-oriented. And then there will be a community art show held in November, and I believe all of these submissions will be displayed. All artwork will be for sale at a fixed price, and half the proceeds will go to the artist, half to watershed education programs. So you need to make sure with your canvas that you put your name and phone number and your autograph on the back. And the deadline for submissions is the end of October. Once again, to pick up your canvas, go to Lillooet Tribal Council, the Cayuche Creek Statlium Office, Bridge River Lillooet News, or the Farmers Market. And let's see, yesterday was the first annual Lillooet Beer and Wine Festival. There were lots of people out enjoying that between 11 a.m. and 4 in the afternoon. I didn't have time to do the whole thing, but I did get to go on one of the tours at the Bitterbein Hop Farm, and it was very educational, informative, fascinating. Hops are pretty amazing things, and that has led me to looking up lupulin on the internet this morning. And if you don't know what lupulin is, well, you're missing out. Anyway, I think it was a great success. I was hoping that I'd be able to play an aria from an opera this morning about beer. I don't have a recording of the aria myself, and usually you can count on YouTube to provide these things. I was able to find one version of it, but it wasn't very good sound quality, and it wasn't a very good recording either. So I'm afraid we're going to have to give the beer song a miss for today. All right, public service announcements are done. I did mean to also to take us to Ecuador, the webcam down there that I like to go to give you some background noise during that. Very different background noise from listening to the rain, but I'm sorry I forgot to do that today. We'll try and take care of that tomorrow. We're going to turn now to music by the British composer Sir Arthur Bliss, born in 1891, died in 1975. Had a long and distinguished career as a composer. He fought in World War I, which, like for so many, so many people, period, was a truly horrendous and almost a debilitating experience to some extent. But Arthur Bliss came through it better off than many. Certainly he was not seriously physically injured. He did lose a brother in the war, which affected him quite deeply. And a number of his musical compositions, and some of the best known ones, are commemorating fallen heroes in World War I. We're going to listen to a somewhat cheerier piece. We're going to hear two movements of his quintet for clarinet and strings. I think I may have played the last two movements of this piece here on Snooze Button, but it was well over a year ago, so you're not going to, hopefully not going to remember that too well. Normally, when I play the big piece here on Snooze Button, the big piece of music in the hour, I will usually focus on the concluding movements of a piece because I kind of hate to leave things hanging. But in this case, the way these first two movements of this quintet work, they almost sound as if they could be the last two movements of a work. The first movement is marked moderato and is quite lyrical and gentle for much of its duration. And then the second movement is allegro molto. It is actually the scherzo movement of the quintet. But in this case, it sort of is going to have to serve as a finale. Anyway, it has quite brilliant writing for both the clarinet and the strings. And overall, I guess I would have to describe Arthur Bliss's idiom as being definitely late romantic. There are elements of a little bit of impressionism that comes in there. And he certainly does make use of dissonance, but it's not the featured element of his music by any stretch of the imagination. So let's hear this recording with Janet Hilton on the clarinet and the Lindsay String Quartet, music by Sir Arthur Bliss.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music of Sir Arthur Bliss. We heard the first and second movements of his quintet for clarinet and strings. That was with Janet Hilton on the clarinet and the Lindsay String Quartet. All right, it is 8:55, and we have time just to squeeze in one more piece of music. We're going to listen to a little of Beethoven in a zany mood, which struck him more often than you might imagine. There's quite a few examples, at least in the piano music. We're going to hear one of the seven bagatelles, Opus 33. This is number 2, which he called a scherzo, so that's a clue that it's going to be somewhat humorous to begin with. The pianist here is Alfred Brendel. Music of Beethoven, that was the Bagatelle, Opus 33, number 2, marked a scherzo, a recording there with Alfred Brendel. And I mentioned that it had zany humor, which it certainly does, but even in his zaniest moments, or almost all of them, there's still something deep and profound, even philosophical, about Beethoven. But there's no reason that humor can't be profound and philosophical all at the same time, while still being riotously humorous. All right, it's 8:59. That means I am done. This edition of Snooze Button is over. I no longer have to give you the disclaimer about Democracy Now. So I will simply say thank you very much for listening and have yourselves a wonderful day. Now I switch control to Studio One in Lillooet Secondary School.